This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Catherine McGregor, a transgender advocate and former Australian of the Year, publicly came out against the Safe Schools program. But last week, she acknowledged in an article that she was wrong to oppose Safe Schools after an encounter made her realise the damage her opposition had caused. Many took to social media acknowledging the bravery of stating you were wrong, but also not forgiving the damage this support caused. Support against a program that protects and respects young LGBTIQA+ Australians. This got us wondering, is it too late to say you're sorry? Darcy Meehan investigates.
Catherine McGregor, a notable Australian transgender woman and finalist for Australian of the Year in 2016, recently apologised for her previous stance against the Safe Schools program. Many members of the trans community were extremely upset when Catherine spoke out against the program, which aimed to create a safer and more inclusive environment for same-sex, attracted, intersex and gender-diverse students. We sat down with Dina Curie, executive producer for The Informer, and Matt Wade, the editor of Star Observer, to discuss the aftermath of the McGregor controversy and how the apology made them feel.
There are pros and there are cons. There are ways that you feel really happy because you get to see a conversation with someone saying that they were wrong in regards to Safe Schools, but then you also don't want to feel warm and fuzzy about it because you're aware of the damage that's been caused by certain parts of this commentary that's occurred. And Catherine has taken the brunt of that for, you know, years from our community on social media in so many different ways. And it really does raise the question where you realise things aren't as black and white as they may seem. It is pretty massive when we actually realise that, yeah, she's standing up and saying, I was completely wrong. Yes, she's had a dig at Ros Ward in the piece that continued on. And a lot of people have raised that on social media. But it's kind of time to start realising you never get the whole picture when you get a tweet or a byline or something like that. And being able to turn around and have a conversation where someone who was used, whose commentary was used as a way against pushing Safe Schools through, and actually having them go, oh, I realise I was wrong, I think is a really important conversation for us to be having.
I had mixed feelings, to be honest. I think my preliminary thoughts were that it's great that she is growing, I guess, in that respect, because we should always obviously allow space for people to change their minds if they want to, or also be educated on particular issues and ultimately change them. However, there's still a lot more that she could be doing to, I guess, advocate for trans rights. I mean, putting an article out there and saying, you know, I was wrong about it is one thing, even though in that article she also still kind of called Ros Ward, you know, the co-founder of Safe Schools, a fanatic and things like this. Despite that, it's great that obviously she's come around on the actual issue, but I think going forward it'll kind of really be indicative of how she really feels, how she acts.
McGregor stated her conversations with a young trans man, Charles O'Grady, are what led to her change of mind. O'Grady took a more compassionate approach, talking openly with McGregor instead of fighting her. So is compassion the way forward, or is it too late now the damage is done?
When you come at a person with compassion, it really does make that difference. And that's the really important thing that I took away from the article that she wrote, was the fact that someone engaged with her in this in a way that it hadn't been approached for her, or talking to her about this at a time where she was really open to what this conversation meant. And that does, I know for a lot of people within schools and for a lot of families that feel like things have been taken away, that may not make them feel better, but it's important for us to stop and look and realise that there is room for people to turn around and admit that they were wrong. And it's a double-edged sword because it all depends on the type of compassion that you want to feel. I know many transgender people who acknowledge it's nice that they've heard the apology, but are still really angry for what it's meant, because they've had this prominent figure within our country, a prominent transgender servicewoman and important woman, turn around and say things that have damaged their community further. And it really has, of course there needs to be compassion, of course there does, but I think a lot of people are hesitant to how much compassion they feel that they should bring. I sat after reading the article feeling uncomfortable with the fact that I didn't feel comfortable. I wanted to be like, this is so great, but something in me didn't feel like it was the case because of all the damage that had been done. And she does acknowledge that in her article as well.
This raises the question of how we should treat others when we think they're wrong, especially when there's potential to change minds.
Generally, a lot of people that may have, I guess, anti-LGBTI or anti, or I guess may have conservative views around the LGBTI community, they should be given the space to grow and be educated and learn, which obviously Kate is kind of indicating through this piece. But I guess when she was speaking out against safe schools, it was during such a turbulent time for that issue. You know, every day there was a new, you know, nasty headline in The Australian about that program. And I guess having her voice behind it, in a sense, gave that argument a lot of validity because she's actually a trans person. So I guess the damage caused by that, I think one opinion piece isn't enough. I think that's great that she's indicating that she's grown and feels differently. But I guess going forward, I mean, how she speaks out about trans issues going forward, and particularly young trans people, will, I guess, be more, it'll tell us a bit more.
I think it's important for us to be able to acknowledge that it's okay for us to not necessarily be okay with how we feel about the apology, while also acknowledging that it's wonderful that the apology happened. I think we forget as a community that we need to leave a little bit of room for people to sit in the middle, or not necessarily sit on the side of the fence that we're on. And we forget that sometimes and go, if you're not with us, then you're against us. Then you're in the on the side that fits with somebody else. And I think this is really highlighted, while I still don't feel 100% after reading it with what occurred or how it occurred or even what's written, I have to give so many props for the simple fact that she's standing up and saying she was wrong. And we need to acknowledge that there are people within our community who don't feel the same way as us.
Moving forward and looking back, what should the response to McGregor be? Is she beyond redemption, or will this mistake be forgiven?
So, I mean, it's nice that I guess part of the reason why she changed her mind is because she obviously was interacting with young trans people who told her that they were really hurt by how she'd spoken out so strongly against it previously. But yeah, I guess there may still be some growth to do. I don't want to, throw under the bus per se, but she still kind of spoke out against Ros Ward in that piece as well. And I mean, Ros Ward was one of the main orchestrators behind the program, which obviously is incredible. So yeah, for me, backing safe schools and admitting that you're wrong is a massive step. But then I guess going forward, the way that you, I guess, interact with trans issues, particularly around trans young people, will be the real indicator.
I think it's wonderful for all of us to sit back and look at any part of the last 6 months, let alone 2 years, in regard to this fight for equality that's happened on many different levels. And for safe schools specifically, many of us have been really upset with the way in which it's been used as political football and used as a way to really take away something that's so important to the younger generations. It's so important to young LGBTIQA+ children and people because of what they go through and with the higher risk of suicide they're in. But it's also the reality of what we're a part of. And I don't know, I can't look back and go, well, it would have been nicer if this one bit had happened there or one thing had happened there, because it was a completely different time. To assume that no one except went and spoke to her with an open hand of friendship in regard to this, I think would be wrong. It's how she came to a new opinion, but it's also because we're in a different space and time now to when this was all going on. I don't know whether it's something she heard or would have heard at that time, but I'm at least grateful that even now, while some may say it's too little too late, it's never too late to say you're sorry. That was Matthew Wade and myself discussing welcoming when people change their minds about issues affecting our communities, but also acknowledging that that doesn't necessarily wipe the slate clean. How much room is there for diverse opinions in our communities? We'd like to hear your thoughts. Let us know by The Informer's Facebook page or Twitter.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.